Hey everyone, Shanuk here, and I'm excited to announce my stand-up tour, Wait, What Sri Lanka? It's a show for anyone that's ever felt invisible. This show is really special to me. I wrote it after feeling invisible my entire life, until I found ways to showcase who I am. And not just from being Sri Lankan, but from all angles of my identity, whether it be race, gender, sexuality, relationship status. This show is for everyone. This spring, I'll be in D.C. on March 14th, Richmond, Virginia on March 15th, San Francisco on March 26th, Los Angeles on March 29th, and finally, Vancouver on April 9th. Tickets are on sale now. And don't worry, I'm adding more cities to the tour, like Chicago, Toronto, Columbus. Those dates will be announced soon. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, why isn't Shanu coming to my city? Well, it's because you probably haven't joined my email list. If you join my email list, that helps me know where I should go perform stand-up. If you're not on that list, I don't know I have fans in that city. You can take a moment right now, go to ShanukTissara.com or at Shanuk on Instagram, and there you can find tickets to my upcoming shows and a link to my email list so I know what cities to add to the tour. And if you come to my shows, come say hi. I do meet and greets afterwards. I love meeting my fans. So take a moment right now to go to ShanukTissara.com or at Shanuk on Instagram and buy tickets today. Or join the email list. I love you. Bye.
Hello and welcome to the Dice Pool, everybody.
Yes.
Splash.
Splash, splash, splishity splash. We're going to have a fun one today because we are going to be diving into Blades 68. Hell yes.
Woo. Wahoo!
I've been looking forward to this one for a while, and honestly, I've been looking forward to playing just more Blades in the Dark in general, because I've only gotten to play a few times with one of our guests today, Jay Stroutman.
That's me. Hello.
And we're also joined by classics of my first dungeon, Shanuk Tissara.
Hey, I was also in that game, you asshole.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, shut up. I did forget that.
Now I'm desperately trying to remember if Abby was part of that game. I don't think you were.
Who's to say?
No. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
And we also have Abby Hepburn.
I was not part of that game.
But what I did forget, Shanuk, is that you also ran a campaign of Deathmatch Island for me that was incredibly fun, that we still need to finish.
Yeah.
And that's important because both Blade 68 and Deathmatch Island were written by today's GM, Tim Dene.
Woo!
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. You're living in the future out in New Zealand, so we've been
told
that Monday is looking good.
Yep,
so we can enjoy this weekend.
Got lunchtime energy.
Amazing.
Hell yeah, we just had some dinner, so we're going to be slowly dying down throughout the recording.
Just what every performer wants.
Winding down.
We're just winding down.
All downhill slide.
You really want energy to dip to its minimum right at the climax of the game.
Yeah. It's just a real sleepy game.
All right. Well, Tim, it's great to have you here. We're really excited to have you here to run Blade 68 for us. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you to kind of introduce the game, tell us a little bit about it, and then guide us through some character creation.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian. So yeah, Blade 68, it's a supplement expansion follow-up to Blades in the Dark. Blades in the Dark, of course, kind of a 19th century industrial fantasy game about ghosts and demons and lightning barriers. And so Blade 68 is 100 years later. It's kind of the swinging 60s. It's still this fantasy world, but you live in a bubble. Everything's groovy, and but you're still... criminals doing crimes, and I don't know. That's kind of the vibe.
Cool.
Nice.
Impeccable.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
So we'll start with a bit of character creation. Does anyone particularly want to go first?
I nominate Jay.
Sounds Jay, great. You've been nominated.
Okay.
That's how it works in here now.
That's the rules.
Well, I have like three whole concepts. Should I say them? Should I give like my top one and then pass it around? Whereas basically, like, I don't want to give three concepts if everyone's got one character, then I'm just taking up a bunch of time.
I think give us one word to describe each, and then we'll vote on what the word that we think is most interesting.
Oh, wow. Can I have three words for each?
Yes.
How about right, under five?
Yes. You can have 3 to 5 words for each.
As long as we don't go into double digits, we're good.
Okay, my first concept is daughter of a priest.
Love
that
it.
That was 4 words. Daughter
I know,
of
I
a priest.
I said under five. I said
as long as it wasn't over 10 or more. Daughter of a priest is very Madonna, and I like it.
Thank you.
All right, daughter of a priest.
My other concept is big guy named Tiny.
That's my favorite trope in anything. So.
We love a big guy named Tiny.
And I don't have a catchy one for my whole character, but his name would be Otto, like A-U-T-O. Yeah. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that is cute.
Yeah. So those are my 3.
I'm into big guy named Tiny. you can't go wrong with big guy named Tiny.
That's my hound concept for like my playbook. I've got Severosian hound who's a butcher.
Oh damn. I like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go Tiny.
Great. There you go. So you're the hound who's kind of the PI sort of character, follows leads, falls in love, gets punched a lot. That's kind of
yeah.
The thing.
Big guy named Tiny.
You choose a heritage, which it sounds like you've already done. So Severus.
Yes.
And then you choose a background.
I picked trade because I was looking at Severus and there was an option for a butcher in the book. So I was kind of excited by a big butcher who's a really nice guy. And is covered in blood most times.
Somehow never washes off. Don't get it. You shower, right?
And then you already have some action dots assigned, but you can put 4 more wherever you want.
Oh.
1 dot maybe that reflects your heritage of being from Severus, and 1 that reflects your background of being a butcher, and then the other 2 wherever you like.
Okay. Should I say those or just do it and then we'll...
You can just do it. Yeah.
Okay. And I get 4, sorry.
Yes, 4. Okay. 4 extra Thank ones you. Over and above. And then choose 1 special ability.
Right on.
Man, Tim, I got to say, this character creation, like one sheet, is really nice.
It's so good.
It's really good. Yeah.
Save some time.
No, I'm picking great. Echo Pet, by the way, for my special ability, because he does have a cat named Bumblebee, and the cat's really cute.
Amazing. So Echo Pet kind of gives it special powers, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do I have to pick one? No. Gains a paranormal...
Yeah, you do circle one, but...
I'm going to pick Mind Link because I want to see through this cat's eyes.
Love that.
Aww.
And then there's some suggested contacts, friends and rivals. So choose 1 for a friend and 1 for a rival.
Okay. My rival is going to be Zam, a street kid.
I like the idea that it's Zam, comma street kid, and that's how you refer. Hey, I'm Zam, street kid.
Also, that I'm picturing a small, like the runt the of the
tiniest,
class.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Totally. He's just a little shit, basically.
He's also a vegetarian. So.
My favorite joke from any TTRPG was a kids on bikes game that Elliot ran for us, and there was a kid that was like Braxton, kid reporter, and then he had a sister who was like Annabelle, kid secretary, and I've never gotten over how funny kid secretary is.
Oh, I love that.
It was a good one.
It's so much
amazing. Zam, and then a friend.
I'm going to go Hendrik the veterinarian as my friend.
Fantastic. And actually, as a hound, you get 2 friends because you're...
I had 2 friends?
Whoa.
I'm going to go Chatterley the secret agent.
Wow.
I think I'd slice her ham or whatever. <That's>, I hated so the way I said that.
Just writing down slices her ham. Perfect. Okay, there's a few more steps, but because we're just doing a one-off, we probably don't need to go over it, which cool. is advice and stuff. And you can think about what you look like and so on, and we'll get into that when we start.
Amazing.
Describe characters and stuff. I guess the final thing to go over is keys. So these are like personality traits that you hit for XP. Usually you can only hit 1 each session, but for a one-shot, I like to let people hit a key multiple times. And if you hit it 3 times, you can turn it for a critical success. So if there's like a character trait you really want to hit this session.
Oh, cool.
Then you can do something cool later on where you kind of flip that character trait.
Awesome.
There are some suggested keys on the sheet at the bottom.
Yes.
Or you can just make up your own. So maybe you don't need all 4. Maybe pick a couple.
I picked 3.
Perfect.
I have romantic, lonely, and stubborn.
Perfect. All right. That is Tiny the Hound. Romantic, lonely, and stubborn. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Perfect. Do you have a playbook in mind? Do you have 3 3-word concepts you want to pitch?
Or 4.
I, I came with just playbooks. So I was looking at Hound, so I'm going to get rid of that one. And I was looking at Swinger or Intellectual.
Mm.
But
the two genders.
The two genders. I was all in on Swinger and just being like a party schmoozer guy. But the second I saw in the Intellectual, try not to break it this time, any flashback to give another crew member just the right gadget before the score caused zero stress. And I just loved try not to break it this time is so much fun.
So good.
Also Mentalist to like deduce trivial detail, like just do a Sherlock Holmes bullshit. Mm. That sounds great to me. So I'm going to do Intellectual.
Ooh.
All right. So that's your playbook. And then Heritage. Do you have a Heritage in mind?
I'm deciding between just kind of like looking ahead to backgrounds if I want to be, I either want to do aristocrat or accountant. And I think, when I think about characters, I try to think of like what's one line that can kind of define them. And I think his is like, you just got to follow the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that
comes differently from the accountant, like conspiracy theorist accountant versus aristocrat.
Whoa, conspiracy theorist accountant.
You love a conspiracy theorist.
I love a guy who can kind of talk fast.
You do.
Yeah. Really
that is your vibe. Yeah.
I'll do Acheros.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
it's kind
right.
of the Western imperial power, kind of the Europe of the city, I guess.
Mm, my favorite.
Famously well received.
And then so background is accountant, or are you going with the aristocrat?
Yeah, I'm gonna go accountant.
Okay, perfect. Accuracy accountant. So then put your four action dots and choose a special ability. Carry on with that. But do you have any thoughts on friends and rivals?
I am gonna do friends Ackhurst, a professor who's been fired.
Perfect.
he looked too much into stuff. And then I kind of like Penny, a debauched theorist.
Oh
for your rival?
God.
As my rival, yeah.
I wonder if she has different conspiracy theories.
Yes, you guys argue over conspiracy theories.
She knows something and she's not telling me, okay?
The thing is, she is and you just don't believe it.
No, that can't be the truth, okay? All you gotta do is follow the numbers, okay? The numbers can't lie. They can trick you. They can go around in circles like a zero. You see what I'm saying?
Cool. Yeah. So do your dots and special ability. We'll kind of skip vice and you can do how you look and all that stuff a bit later. But keys, do you have any keys you're kind of leaning towards?
Gambling for sure.
Nice.
Oh, wow. These are very like, okay. So gambling obligation, weird. Hmm. And when you have getting fucked up on a thing, you kind of got to take
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Yeah. Gambling, obligation, getting fucked up. Yeah.
There's something about the fact that you described them as an accountant. It's just, it's really vile to me. I don't know. I'm trying to get past it, but I'm having a really hard time.
In my head, they were like, they saw too much. They got too deep into the numbers.
They got God. Too deep.
And now stop they know that. Something. Now they know just how corrupt the world is.
Oh, boy.
Those things you were reading were the vice types, but if you look right at the bottom, there's the keys down the bottom.
Oh, if Abby, I told you the wrong thing.
You did.
I told you the wrong thing.
Teeny, teeny ticks, but if you want to, again, don't have to pick from those, but one or two or three sort of character traits. You can also think about that and we'll come back to it.
I will do... Man, every part of me wants to be enigmatic, but this guy is not enigmatic. Eccentric. There we go.
That sounds right.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, and that's probably enough. You can choose some more if you wish. And so anytime you feel you've betrayed or acted to one of those keys during the session, you can just say so, and you mark one of the boxes next to it and get one XP. And if you do that three times, then you can turn that key later. So that's something
cool.
to try and remember.
Hell yeah. Too eccentric and determined.
Who wants to go next?
Can I ask a quick question before?
Nope.
You're so right. You're so no. right, actually.
That's not what this podcast's
ahead.
About.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When we're marking our abilities, can we mark two in one ability, or do they have to be, sorry, not abilities,
the
skills.
Dots.
Yeah, yes, yeah. The dots, yeah.
You can mark two in one action. Yep. They just can't go past three. Totally.
I can't go past three. Okay, cool. Thank
three
you.
Three maximum. Yeah.
Abby, you want to go?
Sure. I'm going to go with operative.
Mysterious.
Sort of secret agent vibes.
Do you have a heritage and background in mind?
I do. I
if I'm pronouncing this wrong, sorry, Tycheros.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
She's an alien telltale. She has three eyes, but one is always closed, but such that it's like, were you winking at me? Or was it, does she have two eyes? It's very confusing. It's almost like an optical illusion.
How's the third eye positioned? Like,
yeah, it's not what you think.
It's just not what you think. It's hard to say. It's hard to say where it is.
What? Why what is do you hard mean? It's say? Hard to say.
It's just if somewhere else were to try to describe where it is, they'd be like, "Wait, but does she have a third eye?" It's hard to remember.
Wait, then how do we know you're winking at us? I'm so confused already.
You. It's one of those things. It's hard to say, but also you do know.
You know. Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, great. And background?
I think performer. She's a background dancer specifically. Never in the spotlight. Always blending into the crowd.
Good, yeah, blending in with a weird eye.
Yes.
Never a headliner, like, always
that dancer
a background
looking
dancer
at me? And it's like,
yeah.
Who knows?
Is that backup dancer winking at me?
Her back's been turned the entire time.
But then the lead does something incredible, and you're like, who? What?
Amazing. All right, great. And then put four more dots. So you could choose one that you think kind of comes from your Tycheros-y background. One from your backup dancer background, and then two more wherever you like.
And this is in the special abilities?
Yes. No, sorry. That's the action dots on the right. So you start with hunt and two in prowl. So you can put four.
Oh, okay,
more
nice. So I can place four more. Ooh.
No more than three anywhere. And then pick a special ability. Brian, something else you should think about is your Sparkmind assistant, which is like kind of an AI sort of thing, except back when that was interesting and not bad. So there's some stuff on the sheet about that, but mainly choose like what it's good at. So research, analysis, or ingress, which is like hacking. And also whether it's like small, like wristwatch sized, or like a big 60s room sized computer.
Oh man, every part of me wanted it to be like a calculator. And then you said room-sized computer. And I think the answer has to be room-sized computer.
Yeah.
That uses punch cards.
Yes.
Not the punch cards.
Got to get those ones and zeros.
Did you pick an ability, Abby?
Special ability, I have to go with sleeper agents.
Love it.
Ooh.
Where I get to just claim that an NPC has been working for me the whole time.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That one is really good.
I just specify minor NPC.
You just do it to the big bad at the end. Just like, Actually. I Ocean's 11 the whole campaign.
That's so cool.
The other special thing you should pick is a backing faction. So as an operative, you have some kind of like spy background.
Ooh, yes.
So you are part of the crew and doing crimes, but you also secretly work for some other faction. So, I mean, you don't have to pick one specifically, but do you have a vibe of like, are you sort of more the CIA or the KGB equivalent? Or there's also Section 6, who are like the Men in Black kind of paranormal secret agents? Or
yeah, I feel like Men in Black vibes of paranormal stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
So under backing faction, put Section 6, who are Section 6, Tier 5. And so they can help you in various ways. We'll kind of talk about it during the game. But basically in a flashback, they might have helped you during the mission by assisting on a role or giving you some equipment or all sorts of things.
Awesome.
And in a longer campaign, they would kind of ask for things in return and that whole thing would develop. But obviously it's a one shot. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how much that comes into it. But okay. That is definitely something. So you're a member of the crew, but you're also sort of secretly working for the ghost police, I guess. The ghost,
amazing.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Like sick.
Abby, government that's so true to life.
It's so true to life.
And in a longer campaign, if you pursued that, eventually you would get their like prestige ability. So for them, you get the ability to wipe people's memory, like the Men in Black stars.
Holy shit.
Now
that's so cool.
Never know if I was winking. I don't even remember the wink.
But they do remember the third eye.
It's like a weird dream. And friends and rivals?
I think my friend is going to be Percy the cat burglar. And my rival is going to be Harani Ankayat, a diplomat.
Cool. Oh, and keys. Do you have any a key or two?
Yes. I'm going to go with blunt, cold, and fearless.
Whoa.
She works better with ghosts than with people.
Hey everyone, Shanuk here, and I'm excited to announce my stand-up tour, Wait, What Sri Lanka? It's a show for anyone that's ever felt invisible. This show is really special to me. I wrote it after feeling invisible my entire life, until I found ways to showcase who I am. And not just from being Sri Lankan, but from all angles of my identity, whether it be race, gender, sexuality, relationship status. This show is for everyone. This spring, I'll be in D.C. on March 14th, Richmond, Virginia on March 15th, San Francisco on March 26th, Los Angeles on March 29th, and finally, Vancouver on April 9th. Tickets are on sale now. And don't worry, I'm adding more cities to the tour, like Chicago, Toronto, Columbus. Those dates will be announced soon. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, why isn't Shanuk coming to my city? Well, it's because you probably haven't joined my email list. If you join my email list, that helps me know where I should go perform stand-up. If you're not on that list, I don't know I have fans in that city. You can take a moment right now, go to ShanukTissara.com or at Shanuk on Instagram, and there you can find tickets to my upcoming shows and a link to my email list so I know what cities to add to the tour. And if you come to my shows, come say hi. I do meet and greets afterwards. I love meeting my fans. So take a moment right now to go to ShanukTissara.com or at Shanuk on Instagram and buy tickets today. Or join the email list. I love you. Bye.
Hey there, it's Elliot from the Many Sided Media team. In addition to playing and producing here on My First Dungeon, I'm also a game designer, known for such games as Something Is Wrong With The Chickens, a rules-like game of chickens, eldritch horror, and revenge. Project Echo, a solo time travel game played in the pages of a planner. And the upcoming Rom-Com Drama Bomb, a three-player game of meet-cutes and mayhem. If you like weird and unique games and want to bring something new to your table, head to moreblueberries.shop and use code MYFIRSTDUNGEON for 20% off your order. That's MOREBLUEBERRIES.shop. Thanks!
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitterton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitterton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
All right, cool. And Shinnok.
Hello.
Hey. Dealer's choice, I guess. What's left? What are you thinking?
Yeah. So it's actually funny, Brian, because I also wanted to make an intellectual aristocrat. But
you could do it in an aristocrat. We could have two intellectuals.
Yeah. No one.
Be from rival family.
I know what I'm doing. No, everyone shut up.
I know you've never created a character before, so allow us to do it for you.
Yeah, this is my first time playing a game.
Real quick, everyone tell Shinnok what they should do. Let's just take turns.
They love that.
They love it.
Okay, I'm going to play a radical.
Ooh.
Nice.
I knew you would.
Shut up. Damn it, Abby.
I knew it.
That is the most me choice, I think.
It is the most you choice.
And then I'm going to choose the, my heritage is Aruvia.
Cool.
Oh, major world power occupying the desert region to the south. Isolationists.
Yeah, they're kind of the third superpower, but they're not, because they're more isolationist, they're not part of the Cold War sort of situation.
I like that. Huge.
And huge background. Memory. What kind of background does this guy have?
The background is aristocrat.
Ah, right. Okay.
I'm gonna be old money.
Old money radical, love that.
Oh.
You don't get those often.
Old money radical. They were trying to return to the old ways.
No, you do get those.
That's what they're radical about.
The world's not what it used to be. I want us to be more isolationist.
So you start with three dots, so put four more.
Cool.
And your actions in the right-hand column, and then choose a special ability. So the radical is kind of a political agitator, and they get a bunch of abilities around the revolution and also a bunch of abilities around like explosives and stuff. So that's their whole deal.
Cool. Okay. I feel like for a one shot, the special ability I'll take is, and correct me if this may not come up as much, but total dedication. When you roll a desperate action, you get plus one dice to your roll. If you also take minus one dice to any resistance rolls,
yeah,
against
that's
consequences.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Sick, sick, sick. Yeah. So I'll do great. That.
And do you have any thoughts on friends or rivals?
Yeah. Don't need them. I think for a friend, I'll take, I just like it because of the Plundle, a surgeon, parentheses, and bad poet. I'm excited to make Tim do bad poetry. So I'm choosing this.
Impossible. And a rival?
And then a rival, I will say Delian, a fireworks technician. I blow stuff up better than this guy, and it's his job. He's mad about it.
All right. And yeah, we can do the other stuff in a bit, but maybe a key or two would be good.
Yeah. I'm going to say charismatic and passionate.
I think that's everything for everyone. This is kind of a one shot, so I don't think we need to do like the full crew thing, but it might be fun just to pick a crew just to kind of have the flavor. I don't know if you all have looked at that list, but yeah, there's a whole like crew creation thing, which I don't think we'll get into. But, you know, as we kind of think about these four characters, so we've got an Aruvian radical, charismatic and passionate, an operative, blunt, cold and fearless. So both kind of political in different ways, I guess. And then an eccentric, Akarosi accountant, intellectual, and Tiny the Butcher, the Hound.
Who ties us all together?
Yeah,
the real glue. Tiny's the real. The real
Tiny's
glue
looking for
group.
Love.
Tiny,
and we all love Tiny.
I really imagine Tiny, like when two of us are fighting, like picks us both up by the scruff and like sets us down in chairs and just holds us down until we resolve our issues.
Tiny is in a rom com, although everyone else is in a spy thriller.
So the six crew types that you might be. So there's dealers who acquire and sell illegal product, which might be drugs or it could be black market goods or contraband or anything else. There's the hit squad who are kind of just like hitman assassins like the video game. Militants who are activists pushing for revolutionary change. Racers who are kind of, smugglers and, yeah, racers. Shadows, who might be thieves and might also kind of be like espionage specialists, like people who do kind of surveillance and intelligence gathering and that kind of thing in a sort of freelance basis, but they might also just steal money. So that's shadows. And then utopians, who are kind of the weird one, who are like a new age cult who think they're making the world a better place, but actually they're on this like dark path to some kind of weird god or something.
Whoa.
Sorry,
shadows and militants personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shadows feels fun.
Mm. It's kind of easy because anyone can steal things. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do some shadows.
All right. We've got a crew of shadows. Do you think more on the heist end of the spectrum or this kind of espionage end of that spectrum?
Ooh.
Or is that like an internal conflict within the crew? There's
a constant power struggle.
Yeah, every time we try to do espionage, I blow something up. It's like, they know we did it now.
Perfect. And yeah, let's just get a special ability for this crew. So you could choose synchronized watches, which means you can do like assists and setup actions regardless of distance. So it's really good if you want to like coordinate stuff. Thieves with a code. So if you complete a score with no deaths, you get +1 faction with the local citizenry. So that's kind of the Robin Hood sort of thing. Sleepy times, you all get free tranquilizer rounds, free firearms. Don't forget the duffel bag, which basically just lets you have a free flashback to have a duffel bag with something useful in it once per score.
Don't forget the duffel bag. That's good stuff.
Wait, we each get a flashback or it's one collective flashback?
Once per crew, yeah.
Okay.
Together. Once per score, you can flashback to an acquired asset roll. You get +2 dice, so it should go pretty well. But the flashback and the downtime activity are free. So you basically get like one free.
Okay. Tim, how much money do I have to give you to give me my own flashback in the duffel bag?
I'm sure we can arrange something.
Okay, but what if I flashback for a duffel bag full of duffel bags?
Wishing for more genies, guy.
I thought you were going to say a duffel bag full of tranquilizers and then we could have sleepy time also.
You could do that. You could definitely do that.
That's so funny.
And then finally, a contact for the crew. So you could pick Malloy, a ministry clerk or clerk, depending on where you're from. Caldwell, an art forger. Bloom, a collector. Vera, a switchboard operator. Catton, a hotel concierge. Or Tarnish, an information broker.
Oh, I like hotel concierge a lot. They just know everything. They've got all the intel.
Yeah,
I feel like between hotel concierge and switchboard operator, both feel very John Wick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly was thinking Grand Budapest Hotel.
I like that better. The vibe actually fits a little bit.
I was going to say, when they're trying to break him out of jail and it's all of the guys calling each other and being like, please hold.
Actually, I feel like if you combine John Wick and Grand Budapest Hotel, you might get Blade 68.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Hotel Concierge.
Okay, cool.
That's really funny.
Okay. So that, none of you have that written down in front of you. So try to remember the duffel bag because I probably won't.
I'm not forgetting the duffel bag. That's the
We're
thing
all going to race
about.
To get the duffel bag, I think.
God, who was in charge of the duffel bag?
I was in charge of the duffel bag. And inside we had.
You're all carrying duffel bags, but only one has something in it.
And it's the cup. It's the ball and cup game where it's like, who knows? We're all so sneaky. Exactly. We might have switched it around.
And then since we're doing it right for time, I think we should do, I don't know if you have that character PDF, the creation PDF, but on the on the last page of that is character questions. And usually you would go around and ask a bunch of these. But since we're doing a one shot, maybe we could just do one each. So these are just kind of questions that flesh out how you know each other and the background of the crew. Why don't we just go down the list in order? So we'll start with the Hound. So you pick one of those questions and ask it to the group, and then someone else can say, oh, that's me, and kind of flesh that out a little bit.
Oh, fun. Okay. I'm drawn to which one of you poured out your sorrows to me at the bar last week?
No way.
Wow.
Not a chance. You wish.
I was gonna warn you that whoever is volunteering for this, I am gonna make it weird.
I am gonna make it weird.
Yeah, I'll take it.
What's your character's name again?
Baxter.
Baxter.
If anyone, one of my favorite movies of all time is the 1960 Academy Award winner, The Apartment by Billy Wilder and IAL Diamond. And so this is just CC Baxter, the main character. So I'm just playing Jack Lemmon. He looks like an accountant, but he recently bought a rather rakish bowler that he is still a little bit too intimidated to wear in public.
It's just so rakish.
Just practicing at home.
Wait, is that the sorrow that you were pouring out to me about your bowler?
It's that I spent like a week's salary on this very like dapper, but like a little bit too suave bowler hat. And I'm not confident enough to wear it, and I'm really sad about it.
I'm sure you can pull it off.
Stop telling him that.
Great. Well, the next one on the list is the intellectual. Do you want to pick one from that list there, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Here's a gift for someone. Which one of you likes to wind me up?
Yeah. I mean, Abby, do you want that? You can have it if you want.
No, I think you'll do justice to it better. Yeah.
Does your radical have a name yet?
Oh, Asha.
Perfect. And then, yeah, the radical is next.
Which one of you quietly shares my convictions?
I guess we should ask, what are your convictions?
That's also a good question.
No, answer first.
Yeah, you agree to it first, and then I'll tell you what it is.
I'll agree with your convictions. They may or may not line up with my faction, and I think that's fun.
I think the world should be isolationist. No one should talk to each other. It should only be separate nations altogether. No one should be friends. No more friends is really what it
no
is.
No more friends.
No more friends. We've done
tough
too
but
much.
Fair.
I like the idea of isolationist to the extreme where like no one should, like everyone should be 1 mile from each other.
Yeah. No one should be, none of us should be talking to each other. Not in like a weird, you're all bad. It's just like, this is not working. I don't like this.
I think we all just need to take some time to ourselves.
Yeah, we need some space.
Cool down.
We need 100 years of space. And then we can reconfigure.
That's the manifesto title.
Yeah, 100 years of space.
This is like my thing about how if everyone in the world like shut up about bacon for like a year, the prices would go back to being regular instead of being like $4 for strips of bacon at a steakhouse. It's the same thing. If no one had a friend for a year, people would like they would fix the world's
We'd
problems.
Work together so much better.
We'd come back and be like, "Oh my god, society needs to exist. Let's fix
truly.
It right now."
Mm. Sounds like everyone shares your beliefs.
This is a good thing.
But I think I'm secret about it. I'm trying to pretend I don't agree.
Yeah, and you're doing a bad job.
And then you're like, but when you say you disagree, are you winking? Like, do you mean you do agree? What are you saying to me?
And what are Ash's pronouns?
They, them.
They, them, great. And how about Baxter?
He, him.
And Tiny?
He, him.
And finally, the operative.
Which one of you has my affiliated faction asked me to monitor? Who am I secretly spying on in the group and gathering information about?
Nice.
Oh, me. I'll jump at it.
I just think there has to be something more nefarious going on than you can't just want love. That doesn't make sense.
I'm literally covered in blood all of the time.
I trust you with my life.
I'm like, I just don't.
Section 6 is like paranormal spy agency. So I wonder if Tiny has something paranormal going on that they're like,
My cat is a little weird.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Your relationship with your cat's just inexplicable. There has to be something deeper.
You're investigating
deeper.
The cat.
Yes, I'm investigating the cat, really.
Well, I can see through the cat's eyes. Oh my God, I wonder if I just don't tell anybody that.
That's funny.
I'm like, but how do you know that? What is Bumblebee meowing about? I don't understand.
Nothing.
Just taking photos of the cat, writing notes about the cat.
Honestly, if you had to spy on a cat, it'd be the easiest thing in the world because no one would ever question you taking pictures of a cat.
Yeah.
You think I'm just obsessed with the cat.
All you have to do is go, aw, no matter what, and you're good. Surveillance is set.
Yeah. Your journal just says, pss, 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 pss.
Yeah.
What is your character's name and pronouns?
I'm going to go she, her. And her name is Val.
Awesome. And this is really hard, so I don't expect you to have an answer, but does anyone have a crew name off the top of the dome?
Oh, this is hard.
It's always really hard. Well, let's go to this. Where do you think your like your base is, your lair? Where do you hang out? Is it at the butchery or
just in the back of the butcher shop?
In the fridge.
In the walk-in freezer.
That's pretty good.
It's like, guys, listen. I know this place is cheap. It's not worth it.
We're paying it's not for this place. Cheap.
What's wrong with it? It's nice.
You're just talking with the Frankfurter in your head.
I thought we were here because it was free.
No, that's what I keep saying. It's not free because we have to pay for the electricity to keep it going so that people don't come in here.
Mm.
I just like, though, that in all our meetings, we get to wear dramatic coats.
We get to, yeah, that's the thing. Baxter still won't wear his hat. It just brings it up. Yeah, I like meat locker.
Perfect.
Back of a butcher shop. Yeah, we have to pay to keep the butcher shop open so that it looks like a front. And yeah, let me tell you, this
it's
is
not a front.
We're making a profit on the butcher shop, actually.
Yeah. Tiny's working out, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it's becoming too
it's
popular.
Not a front.
Are you selling meat? Yes. Are we making a profit? No. The real estate in this area is crazy. And also, this is a low traffic area for meats.
This is the vegetarian quarter.
This is vegetarian quarter.
We're smack dab in the vegetarian quarter of town. I don't know what we were thinking.
Zam, the street kid, runs away all my business.
Selling impossible burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting into eggplant dogs and it's not going well.
Sam the street cat.
Awesome. Yeah, that's everything. So
I do have one quick question. In the book there is the operative items. So these are just things that I have.
You can have. So up above that is like a kind of load thing. So you should all mark, let's just go heavy for this. We're going to do what's called a cold open. So we're kind of starting with a half a score. So unlike usual, you won't like pick a plan and all that, but pick loud. So you all get 6 boxes of items and you can just pick them as you need them. Oh. So you don't have to pick them ahead of time. And so you can have anything off that list up to 6 boxes worth, and then that's everything you've carried with you. The duffel bag is over and above. Things in italics are 0 load. So I think you all get like a free radio handset that doesn't take any load, for example. So if you want, you could just tick off the italics ones, just, you know, you have them. But
yeah.
So the top box is like specific to your playbook, and then below that is stuff anyone could get.
One of mine is just documents, which I guess it's the anyone I can get.
Documents
and I really like subterfuge supplies.
Ooh.
Whatever that may mean.
Wow, a lot of mine are italicsed, actually.
Look at you. Tiny has so much in his butchering apron.
Yeah, I got pockets and they're deep.
I got pockets.
I got pockets, baby.
I checked up a lot of things and I guess I'm like, I should maybe have a weapon.
No,
like maybe
won't need
maybe
it. One. We've got.
Well,
Asha.
We don't pick them until we need them, right? Like the actual non-italics ones.
That's right. Yeah, better not to pick them just in case.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just tick off the italics ones, but yeah, the other stuff.
Hey, Tim, you are correct. You are correct.
Thank you.
Nailed it, Tim.
And that's the end of our preview of Blade 68 with Tim Dene. If you want to listen to the rest of the episode, head on over to Many Sided Media's Patreon for more actual plays, talkbacks, and so much more. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.